Well met, fellow adventurers. Once more, I am playing as Sir Croakington, who was turned into a toad, but didn't let that stop her. And she is in the city of Twindmoor, situated on the northwest flank of Bower Lock, surrounded by a vast expanse of bleak moorland. The city of Twindmoor has long served as an important waypoint for traffic bound for destinations south along the Wither Twind. Indeed, Twindmoor is the last stop for any southbound river vessel before braving the murky and dangerous waters of Bower Lock. The current city is built atop the ruins of ancient Twindmoor, which collapsed and sunk into the earth during a powerful quake nearly 600 years ago. There are several sealed and secured entrances into the lower ruins throughout the city, and I think we've explored them this one time, where we were chasing the Phantom Assassin. Now, there's quite a lot left to do here, so I'm going to just visit the harbour area. Twindmoor Harbour is a bustling place, from long before dawn to long after dark. Large ships moored along its quay are continuously taking on cargo from the many smaller vessels that have braved the southbound journey along the Wither Twind. These larger vessels will now continue the trek south across the murky waters of Bower Lock and into the lower reaches of the kingdom. Now that you can visit Turgwyn the Seer. Targaryen the Seer regards you with an icy stare from the far end of the long table which he's seated. The emancipated soothsayer seems annoyed by your arrival. Yeah, well, fair enough. I did just turn up for no reason. And curtly asks what business you have with him. He apologises for interrupting him, leave. Okay, it turns he hasn't got anything for me yet. The Lock Leap Alehouse. The alehouse known as the Lock Leap is not a place in which you have any desire to spend a considerable amount of time. You move about the bustling common room, shouldering your way through the throng of woefully drunken denizens who crowd the cramped interior of this less than reputable establishment. Well, let's take a seat. You take a seat at the end of a short-legged wooden bench that runs astride a long table against the back wall and rests your weary feet. Moments later, a serving girl appears out of the crowd and sets a mug of thin, watery ale down before you. She scowls briefly and then quickly departs. You sip the putrid, but apparently free, ale as your eyes wander over the boisterous scene that dominates the cramped common room. Now I can just leave. But there's an adventure for this location. Called across the crowded room, when the inebriated braggart of a merchant rises unsteadily to his feet and staggers comically towards the alehouse door, your expert eyes are immediately drawn to the leather pouch dangling from his belt. The loud and largely obnoxious weapon merchant, who spent the better half of the evening drinking and annoying much of the crowd in the alehouse's common room, finally staggers to his feet and announces for all to hear that he'll be setting off on his way. As he moves past where you're seated, he seems to suddenly be stricken by a spell of dizziness and nearly stumbles onto you. You leap to your feet and take him by the elbow. In an honest effort to steady him, but he turns and scowls at you, tearing his arm away and assailing you with a long string of choice curses. You shake your head and sigh as you watch him teeter towards the front door, and you are about to retake your seat when suddenly your eyes fall upon a tempting sight. The man's leather coin purse dangles from his belt, within easy reach of your practiced fingers. You cast a quick glance around, and delighted to note that no one seems to be paying his departure any further mind, so you could attempt to pilfer the man's money pouch. And it's okay, because we've already shown he's a bit of a jerk, so it's perfectly okay to steal from him. Anyhow, the real reason you do this is because this unlocks another adventure. So, I mean, so I guess you could just refuse to do it and then not be able to do the adventure it locks. If you're role-playing as an incredibly a character with a strict moral code. But I'm more interested in getting all the adventures, so I'll let a little bit of feathery slide if that's what it takes to unlock an adventure. Attempt to pilfer the man's money pouch. Confident that you will not be observed, you approach the man from behind just as he is nearing the front door. Of course, it helps the not being observed thing. It helps that Sir Crokington is very small. So picking a number. Bonus of 19. All from feathery. Got to get 40 or more. Pick now. 66 is a success. 16 XP to feathery. Lifting the man's money pouch proves to be a relatively simple matter, and I get 40 gold. It's not much, but it'll go on the pile. With your ill-gotten coins now secretly in your possession, you're about to follow your obvious target out of the house when you suddenly catch sight of a pair of eyes fixed on you from across the crowded common room. As you make your way over to the man whose eyes are fixed on you, and as you draw up to the table which is seated, he smiles and says he enjoyed watching you hard at work. You've a skill that'll ensure you never go hungry, grins the greying man. An eye for opportunity and the gift of Nifthal Fimbers. It's not to be overlooked or taken for granted. Horrified to think your unlawful actions were observed so closely, you act aloof. Aloof regarding the statement, pretending not to have the faintest idea what he is talking about. However, the man will have none of it. You don't need to pretend on my account, he says. So tell me, do you work alone? So I have three answers to this. Apparently they don't really lead to anything. Reply you work alone. Reply you do not work alone. Or I could just ask the man what he means. I think actually, let's see. Yeah, I do work alone. I don't think we've had any adventures where we've had a heist. You know, with a team. No, not even when we were teaming up with Owl did we do any heists. Things were far more serious than that. Or will be, actually, will be. Reply that you work alone. The man accepts your answer, but tells you there is great strength to be found in numbers for such enterprises. You don't need to heed my advice, he says. But an enterprising gal, such as yourself, would do well to pay a visit to Tangrin Nasir. Puzzled by the odd statement, you ask him what he means. You'll find out more if you ask Tangrin, he laughs. Just remember to ask him about the statue. Before you can question him further, the man rises from the table, bows, and promptly exits the outhouse. Alright, and that is the end of that adventure. I take the seat, but then nothing more happens here. Time to see Tangrin Nasir. I do have business this time, something about a statue. Tugrin's icy glare melts and is replaced by a somewhat sinister smile. He rises from the end of the long table and moves over to a bookshelf on the far side of the small room. The seer lifts a small silver dragon statue off the topmost shelf and places it on the table in plain sight. "You seek to prove your worth?" he asks, stroking the top of the dragon statue's head. "Deliver to me this statue's twin, and your name will be whispered in the white ears. I trust that it's not too daunting a task for you." You ask Togrim where you might find the other dragon statue, and his smile broadens. "You can begin in the Lock Leap," he says. "Ask its proprietor about the hatch." Turgun refuses to speak more on the matter, and you get the sense he wishes you to leave. Without further ado, you bid him farewell and make your way out of his small quarters. "Now, I don't think he wants to see me again until I have this dragon statue." "Alright, so I will. Visit the Lockheap Owl House. Seek out the proprietor." The proprietor of the Lockleap, a cheerless man with a thick torso and a somewhat oversized head, is keen to know the reason you sought him out. When you ask him about the hatch, his demeanour becomes grim, but he promptly leads you to a room at the back of the outhouse, the centre of which is covered by a large, intricately patterned rug. He pulls the rug to one side and reveals a locked wooden hatch, which he promptly unlocks and throws away. He waves his hand over the dark portal, through which you can just make out the top rung of a ladder. Take care on the way down," he says quietly. "That ladder's been around for a while. You're free to come and go as you please. Close and cover that hatch when you return." He seems unwilling to discuss anything further. Before you can thank him, he turns and strides out of the room, leaving you on your own with the open hatch. Alright, I'm in a safe place now, so apparently if I come across any danger at wherever that ladder leaves, I can quickly go back here and restore myself. That is ominous that a safe space would be needed. You stand at the back room of the Lockleap Alehouse, just above the open trap door. The top rung of a wooden ladder is visible just below the lip of the dark opening. Let us descend the ladder. You cautiously descend the old wooden ladder, taking care to place your feet on the outside portion of every rung. You climb down nearly 20 feet and suddenly find yourself knee-deep. Floating in deep in pungent fetid water of a wide sewer channel. It takes only a moment for you to realise you're standing in the sewers beneath Twindmoor.
No! It's so much worse for Sir Croakington, because the water goes up so far on her. And her an amphibian, so the skin's a little bit more porous than it is with mammals. Not as bad as it would be with a frog, but still, it's very, very unpleasant for Sir Croakington. Incredibly so. Even more so than it would be for regular people. But she'll put up with it. Alright, I'm in the middle of a big mazy dungeon. Light streams down into the sewer passage from the open hatch high above. The tall wooden ladder, the end of which hovers just inches above the fetid water, offers a means of escape from the festering labyrinth. Alright, okay, I'm in the middle. I'm just going to go west. And as your progress along the sewer passage is interrupted by an unwelcome encounter with a rat swarm.
The swarming rats tear at you with their sharp teeth. And they are now slain. 2 XP. You spend a few moments catching your breath following your victory. Then, after quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off on your way. Alright. It's a ghoul this time. Claws at you and is slain. 2 XP and 2 gold. You spend a few moments catching your breath following your victory. Then, after quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off on your way. I'm going to go as west as I can to start with. And now I have. Okay, I'm going to make my way to the southwest corner. Going my way there. Here's another wax swarm. Just going to quick combat that. I went into a battle wage. Gah, I'm already dirty enough without you touching me. Is what I say as I get into a wage. You spend a few moments catching your breath following your victory. Then after quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off on your way. Ooh, picking a number. Bonus of 19 from Feather. I guess we found some sort of trap. You got to get 42 or more for success. Pick now. Failure. By the time you realise you've come across a cleverly concealed trap in the murky water, the sewer passage, you realise it's too late. Your foot snags on something, and immediately two small darts hurtle out of the darkness ahead and embed themselves in your exposed flesh. The instant the darts pierce your skin, you feel violently ill, and your breathing becomes laborious. Your body begins to tremble as the deadly toxin on the tip of the darts diligently goes to work. 9 damage. You tear the 2 darts from your flesh and hurl them into the fetid water behind you. Luckily, you've managed to survive the brief but destructive course of toxin. As the last effects of the poison fade, you quickly set off on your way. Unfortunately, it has no long-term effects because this game just doesn't really have the things set in to have status effects. Although maybe there'll be something similar to that in the update. Who knows, there's a lot of stuff happening there. Right, southwest corner, nothing there. Right, I'm going along the south side now. Right, and just a little bit north and east of the southwest corner is... Now there's 4 passages all going towards each other, but there's a gap in the middle. Alright, the southern one of those. The narrow, dry, raised alcove is a welcome change from the fetid water of the sluggish sewer passage. In the centre of the alcove sits a small stone plinth. Particular item may be of use here. Well, I haven't found any items yet, so move south. Alright, 3 skeletons. Just quick combating those. And that was 2 XP. Right, on the west side of those four. It's the same. You get an item to use when I find it. North side's the same again. And I'm pretty sure the east side will be the same again. Just checking. Yes. This narrow, raised alcove is a welcome change from the fetid water of the sluggish sewer passage. In the centre of the alcove sits a small stone plinth. Alright, go to the east. Alright, what's going on here? I'm filling in the places I haven't yet been on the south side. Pick your number. Bonus of 19, success 42, pick now. Can I evade the trap this time? Yes, I can. 74, success. 62 experience to general. Your skill in the art of thievery helps you spot a cleverly concealed snare in the murky water of the sewer passage.
You promptly examine the trap and discover it has been recently set. Wait a minute. Is this all part of the quest to get the statue? Probably. Well, you do. After that, you apparently become well known among thievy circles, so of course they're going to make it difficult. After a few moments of careful toil, you manage to render the snare inoperable, and with the way now clear, you once again continue on your way. Alright, going to the southeast corner now. Three ghouls. They claw at me, I smash them. I win 2 XP to me. Well, Sir Croakington. Right. It's the trap check again. Pick now. 36. Failure. By the time you realise you've come across a cleverly concealed trap in the murky waters of the sewer passage, it's too late. Your foot snags on something, and immediately a thick, noxious cloud of grey vapour fills the sewer passage, sending you into a violent fit of respiratory distress. Your entire body shakes as you attempt to clear the air around you of the deadly smog. 14 points of damage. Miraculously, you manage to survive the effects of the cloud. As the last traces of it fade, you quickly set off on your way. Okay, there's a little alcove pointing south here, about 2/3 of the way along to the southeast corner. Well, nothing there. Alright, so 3 skeletons. They hiss as they attack, as skeletons do apparently. I wouldn't know, because of all the skeletons I've dug up, as an archaeologist, none of them have moved around and tried to attack me. Which is a good thing, really, because it would make my job a lot harder if the skeleton started moving around and trying to attack me. Although, admittedly, it would be we could actually, get them to talk for a bit, we could learn things. But that it never occurs to people to do that. Anyway, it is slain. 2 XP... And 4 gold. Alright. Near the southeast corner, there's something. The sewer passage ends abruptly at a heavy iron portcullis. The bars of this formidable gate are coated with slime and mould. In the middle of the portcullis, just above the level of the sewer water, it's a thick steel plate adorned with a small keyhole. Now, presumably, if I were to find a small key, that could open it. But I haven't found any small keys yet. But there's probably one in this dungeon somewhere. But, obviously, you can use the skill of thievery. I mean, that's the whole point of this dungeon. You can also use destruction at 60, telekinesis at 70, and elementalism at 60. Oh, I'm going to try destruction. It succeeded. 64 experience to destruction. A powerful blast of negative neural energy reduces the mighty iron portcullis to a pile of scrap at the bottom of the fetid sewer channel. The way forward is now clear. Okay, not a particularly subtle way of getting past the portcullis, but certainly effective. Probably wouldn't be that helpful for breaking into a secret treasury, because then everyone would hear. But if you blew things up enough, it might mean the guards don't follow you, and then you could just run away with your sack of gold or whatever it is you're trying to steal. All right. Making my way to the southeast corner. I think there might be 2 more portcullises. Portcullisi. Here's a wax swarm. I've slain them for 2 XP. The sewer passage
ends abruptly at a heavy iron portcullis. The bars of this formidable gate are coated with slime and mould. In the middle of the portcullis, just above the level of the sewer water, is a thick steel plate adorned with a small keyhole. Alright, let's try telekinesis at 70 plus. Succeeded. 64 XP to telekinesis. Utilising your mastery of telekinesis, you manage to affect the bending of the bars of the portcullis, creating enough space to allow yourself easy passage through the mighty iron gate. The way forward is now clear.
Yeah, that's another way to do it. All right, going west a little bit, because the passage reached the southeast corner, then curved west.
You step into a small dry alcove off the main sewer passage and are immediately attacked by a large group of rotting, staggering ghouls. 5 ghouls. As you'd expect, they are 3+. The ghouls claw at you. The smasher wallops your foe. They are now slain. 36 XP. Oh, and 8 gold. In a pile of rotting flesh. Pile of rotting flesh now lie at your feet. You make a curious discovery. Still clutched in decaying hands of one of the slain ghouls is a small silver skull. You decide to take the item with you. I now have a small silver skull. This small skull is crafted out of silver and would fit easily into the palm of a normal hand, but doesn't fit into Sir Croakpalm's hand because her palm is considerably smaller than usual, except when she changes size. But she's not doing that right now. After taking a few moments to rest, you prepare to step out of the alcove and once again continue on your way. Small silver skull, will that do something? Okay, north from the southeast corner, the passage curls round to another 2 question marks. Here's another portcullis. I'm going to try elementalism this time. Succeeded. 64 experience to elementalism. Heeding your summons, a massive water elemental rises out of the fetid flow of the sewer channel and hurls its unearthly might at the heavy iron gates. In a matter of seconds, the iron portcullis has been reduced to a twisted heap of scrap adorning the bed of the channel. The way forward is now clear.
Alright, let's go west again for something else, maybe another skull.
You step into a small dry alcove off the main sewer passage, and are immediately attacked by a trio of rotting, staggering ghouls. Well, these won't last very long. They claw at you. The enemy deals you a brutal blow for 3 damage, and now they are slain. Add 11 gold. In a pile of rotting flesh now lying at your feet, you make a curious discovery. Still clutched in the decaying hand of one of the slain ghosts is a small silver skull. Decide to take the item with you. Alright, that's 2 of them. Fortunately, they have 0 encumbrance. After taking a few moments to rest, you prepare to set out of the alcove and once again continue on your way. Alright, making my way. There's a ghoul, just quick combat that. 2 XP and terrible loot. You know, most of these encounters. Oh, picking a number. Bonus of 19 from thievery. Success 42. Can I spot the trap first? Pick now. 100 is a success. 58 experience to thievery. Your skill in the art of thievery hopes you spot a cleverly concealed snare in the murky walls of the sewer passage. You promptly examine the trap and discover it has been recently set. After a few moments of careful toil, you manage to render the snare inoperable, and with the wear and with the way now clear, you once again continue on your way. Alright. Oh, and here's the trap check. Same as before, pick now. 86 success, and now 54 to fee 3. It's steadily going down because you're not learning as much from later times because you're doing the same thing over and over again. Or maybe that's how it works. Your skill in the art of fee 3 helps you spot a cleverly concealed snare in the murky water of the sewer passage. You promptly examine the trap and discover it's been recently set. After a few moments of careful toil, you manage to render the snare inoperable. And with the way now clear, you once again continue on your way. Alright, now I'm making my way north. And then east again. Oh, there's a question mark just to the east of where I am. Very near the middle of the eastern edge. Alright, here's another portcullis. Okay, we've used destruction. We've used elementalism. We've used telekinesis, now fee 3. Succeeded. 64 experience to fee 3. Takes you only a few moments to pick the lock on the portcullis. A loud creaking signals your success, and the heavy iron gate sinks rapidly into the murky water of the sewer passage and disappears from sight. The way forward is now clear. Alright, reach the eastern side. Alright, making my way north from there. Three skeletons. Just going to quick combat those. Went into a battle wage. God, why won't you tell me about the past that you had? I'm so angry. Possibly that's what I'm yelling about. You spend a few moments catching your breath following your victory. Then after quickly checking over the equipment, you once again set off on your way. Okay, we've got another two question marks in a row. At the end of a passage going north along the eastern side. Alright, here's another portcullis now. I could use an item here, but I haven't found any small keys yet. So, which one to go with? Telekinesis again. 64 experience to telekinesis. Utilising your mastery of telekinesis, you manage to affect the bending of the bars of the portcullis, creating enough space to allow yourself easy passage through the mighty iron gate. The way forward is now clear. Okay, and west from that, you step into the small dry alcove off the main sewer passage and immediately attacked by a large group of rotting, staggering ghouls. It's 7 of them. Begin combat. Ghouls claw at you. And are slain. 37 experience. Some terrible loot. And 7 gold. In the pile of rotting flesh now lying at your feet, you make a curious discovery. Still clutched in the decaying hand of one of the slain ghouls, it's a small silver skull. Now, was someone in this feathery guild or whatever a necromancer who just gave this silver skull to some ghouls that they raised or found? Possibly. Because it looks like this is all a setup. It's all a test. Decide to take the item with you. Another small silver skull. That's 3 of them now. After taking a few moments to rest, you prepare to set out the alcove and once again continue on your way. Alright, making my way out of this. Your progress along the passage is interrupted by an unwelcome encounter. It's a sludge beast. Sludge Beast. It has long been rumoured that strange sludge beasts prowl the twisting passages of Tryndamore sewers. Few have lived to tell of their encounter with these horrifying menaces. Begin combat. The sludge beast roars as it swipes at you with its massive fists. and the Smasher wallops it. Keep going, keep going. Enemy deals you a brutal blow for 11 damage, and now it is slain. 5 XP and 7 gold. You spend a few moments catching your breath following your victory. Then after quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off on your way. Alright, and... ooh, found another trap. Bonus 19. Success 42, pick now. Success with 45. And now I get 50 XP to fee 3, and you get the same passage you get for disarming the other traps. So I'm not going to read it this time. Okay, now making my way north, near to the eastern edge. Alright, making my way to the northeastern corner. Another trap check, pick now. 21, failure. By the time you realise you've come across a cleverly concealed trap in the murky water of the sewer passage, it's too late. Your foot snags on something. And immediately, two small darts hurl out of the darkness ahead and embed themselves in your exposed flesh. The instant the darts pierce your skin, you feel violently ill and your breathing becomes laborious. Your body begins to tremble as the deadly toxin on the tips of the darts diligently goes to work. 10 damage. You tear the two darts from your flesh and hurl them into the fetid water behind you. Luckily, you've managed to escape the brief but destructive course of the toxin. As the last effects of the poison fade, you quickly set off on your way. Alright, I'm very close to the northeastern corner. Here's a gold, quick combat that. Another 2 experience and 12 gold. Not much, but it all adds up. The trap check. Bonus 19, success 42. 74 is a success, and another 46 experience to thievery. With the way now clear, you once again continue on your way. Alright, trap check. Success with 95, 42 experience to thievery. It's all adding up. I reached the northeastern corner, nothing was there. And just west of that was another little alcove with 2 question marks and a woe. Here's a portcullis. I shall use thievery. You successfully used your thievery skill. 64 experience to thievery. Takes only a few moments for you to pick the lock on the portcullis. A loud creaking signals your success. And the heavy iron gate sinks rapidly into the murky water of the passage and disappears from sight. The way forward is now clear. And just south of that, you step into a small dry alcove off the main sewer passage and are immediately attacked by a large group of rotting, staggering ghouls. It's 9 ghouls. Begin combat. You swing your club at the enemy. And the ghouls claw at you. Your enemy deals you brutal blow for 7 damage, but now I've finished it off, it is slain. 37 experience, mediocre loot, 6 gold. In a pile of rotting flesh now lie at your feet, you make a curious discovery. Still clutched in the decaying hand of one of the slain ghouls is a small silver skull. You decide to take the item with you. I think that's all the skulls we will find. After taking a few moments to rest, you prepare to step out of the alcove and once again continue on your way. Here's a wax swarm, quick combat that, for another 2 XP. Alright, trap check, 19, bonus 19, success 42, pass, 38 experience to thievery. Alright, and going making my way along the northern side. Trap check, bonus 19, success 42, success with 45, and now 34 experience to thievery. keeps going down by 4 each time. Soon we'll be left just getting a trickle of experience. Or we'll run out of traps. Not sure which will happen first. Alright, to the northern side. There's an alcove. You step into a small, dry alcove off the main sewer passage, and immediately and unpleasantly greeted by a group of sword-wielding skeletons. How did they get there? I guess they just fell into a sewer grate and have been wandering around. Because that just happens sometimes with skeletons. They just fall into a sewer grate and they just wandered around because they're undead. They don't stop. They just keep wandering until they find something to kill. Begin combat. The skeletons hiss as they attack. And a slain. And 37 experience. And 16 gold. In a pile of bows now heaped about your feet, you discover a small steel key. You pick up the curious object and decide to take it with you. It's a small steel key. Those probably work on the portcullises. This is a small, plain steel key. Zero encumbrance, like most keys are. That's just how it works. Because otherwise you'd be weighed down with loads of keys. You take a few moments to recover from the recent melee before once again setting off on your way. It is a slithering menace. This large, many-legged black insect actually propels itself along the ground by slithering on its scaly underbelly. Its powerful mandibles are capable of crushing bone. Curious way of doing it, but begin combat. Your many-legged foe rears up and attacks, and is slain. 3 XP, terrible loot. Oh, the enchantment of Wettle hoped you avoid one war of one. Very nice. Alright, and just west of that alcove is another alcove. This time with 8 skeletons. And I swing the club. 37 experience, 4 gold, and now another small steel key. Alright, met my way a bit more west. There's a sludge beast. 6 XP. Both enchantments to help me avoid one wall and score one wall. Avoid one wall of 1 and score one wall of 20. But that's that. Alright, and here's another dry alcove with 6 skeletons. Quick combat that. 35 experience, 2 gold, and another small steel key. Have I gone through all the places I can actually use them? Quite possibly. In another alcove with 4 skeletons, 34 experience, and a small steel key. And a bit more west of that is another one. 2 skeletons, which turns into 34 experience and another small steel key. Alright, I'm near to the northwest corner. One last alcove. Just one skeleton, a lone sword-wielding skeleton, which hisses at attacks, brutal blow for 6 damage. It is slain. 34 experience, 6 gold, and a small steel key. Alright, I've reached the northwest corner. Going down south along the western side. 3 ghouls, quick combat. 2 XP. Alright, now we're filling in the gaps, because we've gone all around the edge now. Another sludge beast. 6 XP and 6 gold. There's a trap check. 105 is a success, and another 30 experience to thievery. Right, filling in the northwestern corner now, apparently. Just going to all the places I haven't been yet. Because the map puts little footprints on it to show where you've already been. Alright, trap check. 46 is a success, and now 26 experience to thievery. Alright, so we've lost. Now we're only getting less than half the experience we used to get. Two skeletons. Three quickstone 20s stored now. 2 XP to bashing. Terrible loot. And there's another sludge beast. Quick at combat. 6 XP and 7 gold. Trap check. Bonus 19. Success 42. Pick now. 41. Failure. It's another 2 darts. Only take 4 damage. Alright, make him our way to the eastern quadrant. Alright, bonus 19. Success 42. Another trap check. 114 is a success. 22 experience to thievery. 2 skeletons. Quick combat. 2 XP. Alright, just filling in some gaps in the southeast corner. And the eastern corner. Trap check, bonus 19, success 42, pick now. 52 success, 18 experience to thievery. Not getting much thievery experience at all now. Alright, just filling in the gaps. Trap check, bonus 19, success 42. 37 is a failure. This is the cloud of grey vapour again, and 5 damage. Let's do this. We'll have to put 2 different types of failure. Keeps it messed up. 2 skeletons, they are slain for 2 XP. Alright, keep going. A wax swarm, quick combat. 2 XP. Rat swarm, quick combat. 2 XP and 2 gold. I'm very close to filling in all the gaps now. 2 skeletons turns into 2 XP. Just near filling in up gap northern quadrant. Alright, there's a little alcove pointing south near the eastern edge. Where does this go? You're standing in a semi-dry, raised alcove of the main sewer passage. A crude painting depicting a dragon in flight adorns the south wall. Leave the alcove to the north. Alright, I think I've been... There's still some gaps. Alright, I may have been everywhere in this dungeon now. Now let's go to those little plinths. Got some skulls to use. Trap check, bonus 19, success 42, and 14 experience to thievery for passing it. Right, the northern of those four altars, well, 4 plinths, small stone plinth. Okay, let's look at my items. Small silver skull, use. You place a small silver skull on the plinth, and for a brief instance, a bright red glow emanates from its hollow eye sockets. The small silver skull sits on the plinth where you placed it, but apparently I've not got an option to take it back. Okay, let's use another one on the eastern one. Trap check, bonus 19, success 42. 48 is a success, 10 XP to thievery this time. The eastern plinth. Use another small silver skull. You place the small silver skull on the plinth. A brief instance, a bright red glow emanates from its hollow eye sockets. Alright. Alright, now we've got 2 more plinths to skullify. We failed a check, a trap check, another two small darts. Slam into Sir Croakington, doing 11 points of toxic damage. Alright, keep going. The Southern Plinth. Use another small silver skull. You place a small silver skull on the plinth, and for a brief instant, a bright red glow emanates from its hollow eye sockets. Step out of the alcove, and now the final. There's a slithering menace, just going to quick combat that, 2 XP and 3 gold. The western plinth, and the final one, small silver skull. Brief instance, a red glow emanates from its hollow eye sockets. Step out of the alcove to the west. Now, has anything been unlocked by doing that? I just thought a ghoul. And now 3 skeletons. Turns into 2 XP. Filling in some gaps that I haven't explored yet. Just because. 3 ghouls. 2 XP and 4 gold. Alright. I might have filled in most of the gaps. Picking a number. Bonus of 19. Success 42. Pick now. Success 6 XP to thievery. Alright. And the trap check. 2 XP to thievery. Alright. That's barely anything. 3 ghouls. And there we go. Just filling in the gaps. Right, I'm going to go to where there was that painting of the dragon. Because I just have a vague feeling that something might have changed there. Mainly because that's also the only place with anything happening there anymore. You're standing in a semi-dry, raised alcove off the main sewer passage. A crude painting depicting a dragon in flight adorns the south wall. Your pulse quickens when your eyes fall upon a small silver statue of a dragon standing just beneath the painting. The statue is an exact match of the one Targaryen the Seer showed you in his shop. After making a close inspecting of the alcove and the statue, you immediately determine it is safe to take the item, and you immediately pick it up and place it amongst your possessions. It's a silver dragon statue. This is the silver dragon statue you were instructed to receive by Targaryen the Seer. When you're ready to continue, you take one last look around and step out of the alcove. You step back into the sewer passage and immediately find yourself surrounded by a group of 6 sword-wielding men. The apparent leader of this group, a man of medium build, with a dark cape spilling over his shoulders, steps forward and bows deeply. He then holds out his hand expectantly. "Well done, friend," he says. "I need not tell you that the list of those who have perished in this gruesome place in search of what you've just obtained is a lengthy one. Now, hand it over and let's be on our way." You realise he's asking you to relinquish the silver dragon statue to him. Alright, I have options. I could use feathery, divination, just hand over the statue, demand to know who this ranger and his men are, refuse to hand over the statue, attack the men, or attempt to flee. Lots of options here. Well, since we're dealing with thieves, well, almost certainly dealing with thieves, I'll use the skill of feathery. Successfully use your skill of feathery. 16 XP to feathery. You expertly conceal the dragon statue among your possessions without drawing attention to your stealthy feet. The man orders 2 of his men to search you. Oh, they turn up nothing. He smiles and nods. "Splendidly done," he grins. "One must never give up easily what one has worked hard to obtain. A remarkable feat." Yeah, he's just impressed. The leader makes a motion with his hand, and the 5 other men depart along the sewer passage
and quickly disappear into the gloom of this fetid mass in Labyrinth. You must return to Tergwyn, he says. I can tell you nothing further, save that you should not look lightly upon what you've accomplished here today. It's a good first step on the long road ahead. The man bows and then departs, moving swiftly through the tunnel until he too vanishes into the gloom. You slowly and cautiously make your way out of the sewers. When you're once again standing at the back room of the Lock Alehouse, you draw out the other silver dragon statue and take a look at it. You then stow the item away among your possessions. Close, cover the hatch, and quietly exit the alehouse. Alright, might as well show Targaryen the seer of the statue. Probably already knows, because, you know, seer. And I'm pretty sure those six thieves we met were associated. Targaryen is pleased to see you, though he doesn't seem all that surprised when you present him the silver dragon statue. He looks over the statue briefly and tells you to keep it. You've done better than what then was expected, he says, his demeanour rapidly returning to his dour state. There are others that are taking even greater interest in you and your abilities. It suffices to say that they will be watching you closely. Do not ask them out. Ask me about them, and make no attempt to seek them out yourself. You will be found when you are wanted. Targaryen rises, step forward, solemnly initiates his shoulder cross. Welcome, sister. Okay, I think I might just have joined some sort of criminal organisation. Well, okay, I've definitely just joined a criminal organisation. Well, I'm not quite sure what I got myself into. But I can always just, you know, leave. Targaryen's greeting puzzles you, but you have no desire to question him at present. He tells you he's much work to attend to, and you bid him a polite farewell and leave his small shop. Right, I get 1,024 experience to General and 1,024 experience to Theory. Pretty impressive for a rather small adventure. As you step back onto the street outside the Sears shop, you suddenly find yourself suspicious of every passerby and every strange pair of eyes that wanders your way. The words of Tagrim not echo in your head as you set out on your way, and you wonder just how long it will be before you are found. Tagrim the Seer. The door to Kagan the Seer's shop is locked. You peer in through a small window, can see no sign of anyone inside. Well, I guess he's done what he was supposed to do and now he's buggered off. Alright. Anyhow, we're very near to an hour, so that will be it for today. Now, next time, there are more adventures to do in Twindmoor. One is at the forest edge, and the other is Terror and Green Marsh. I'm not sure how long these ones will last, but if I remember correctly, they're pretty short, so we might be able to do both of them in one episode. But we'll just see how far we get. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.